good sharp
bump. Felt kind of like that.
And I can see it. And I cut a pretty
thousands and thousands of questions that people can ask you, can't answer.
You pour water like in a small bottle, right?
Yeah.
That'd be called a funnel, wouldn't it, Ronnie?
I don't know how to answer.
Well, now you got a funnel around here. You pour gas in.
A funnel. I guess that would be called a funnel. I've got a funnel. Use gas in, pour in the tank, pour in the car tank, you know, anything. I guess it'd be called a tank.
That's what I've always heard of called
a funnel.
He said I've only had a knife.
I got one out there now, right out there in the wash tub out there. At no way he left it here when he went over.
You did not mean.
No, he left it when he left. He left
now
it
that
here.
The man you know it built
the ark and flew it around 40 days and nights and then lodged it up on a big mountain somewhere, you know, but he left the farm. I got it.
The
stem part of it, it don't rust at all.
You can go around
here and find old
Indian arrowheads. I found
some
over there.
Yeah.
I found them.
But
have you ever found any, Roland?
There's
old
Indian
arrowheads.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah. Used to be one here. We kept one here a long while, but I'm over some of it.
Say, if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster.
What?
Say if you in a buggy or something, you might hit
them
with a
whip. Okay.
I guess I better
do it.
What you having? I'm
getting
a cigarette. You know it's raining again?
Yeah, it's raining.
Say if I'm... If you went to the store and bought some apples or something, the grocer would put them in a...
You mean regular apples? He'd put them in a paper bag, put them in a bag.
Okay. And what did, say, 50 pounds of flour, what did that used to come in?
Beer. Beer. Regular beer, you know, beer.
Okay. What about something, if you didn't buy it, a whole barrel full. You might the flour would come in a...
A regular flour barrel, a big old barrel, sort of soap.
Is there any kind of sack or bag that it would come in?
I didn't ever see. Here for late years, I never seen flour put up in anything but a barrel until late years. Right, late years. Used to be put up in big barrels.
What did it come in?
And then they would weigh it out in little paper bags for you while you go. They'd dip it out with a scoop, dip the flour out, and put it in the paper bag and weigh it out so you know how many pounds you want.
What about nowadays? Say if you want 25 pounds or so.
Well, you can buy it in bags now, paper and regular cloth bags.
What about feed for your horses? What kind of bag or sack would that come in?
Well, they use different kinds. Some of them use a coarser bag. Some of them use a paper bag. I buy feed sometimes and